Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to your SSR2 leadership call on the 4th of May, 2020 at 1630 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Denise, Lauren, and Russ. Apologies from Eric. And attending from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Steve, Brenda, and technical writer Heather is on the call. Today's meeting is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Thank you very much. Russ, I'll turn the call over to you.
Hi. So, the first thing is kind of personal as the subgroup that I'm trying to run. Did you all see a note from me to Zarco on the main list?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have not gotten an answer to that, so I'm going to proceed as a team of one. Because I've lost 2 weeks just trying to get an email back from him. That's crazy. How are others doing now that you know how I'm doing? How are the other teams doing? Did the you guys had
we have a number
set up a call. Yeah, you tried to set up a call. Did it go?
Yes.
Good.
Lauren and I have combined, since we have a number of overlapping people, and so we had we did have a call just sort of to level set and discuss our approach, and we'll be collecting the groups very in, you know, each individual sort of very specific thoughts on how we approach each of the recommendations and the key comments, and then with the goal of coming back to the group, I'd say next week, not this week.
Mm. Yeah, and I can add to the risk and ISMS BCDR area. So we essentially took everything that was about relevant recommendations. We had two calls, one last week, one today. And I can say that we have finished going through all the comments and deciding on actions to take in terms of what we think should be done, which is great. But we should, I think, on here consider the methodology going forward. So for this group, we had quite a few recommendations on, we had quite a few comments on recommendations kind of being too detailed or trying to merge, et cetera, and after looking through, we do agree with some of them. So these are some actions we want to take. So my question is, how do we want to continue from here? Does the sub-team simply copy-paste relevant text, rewrites, and then on a future call, we just say, okay, this is what's currently in the report. This is what we want to have in the report?
I think we need to have something that can be presented to the team in order to confirm that we still have consensus.
So yeah, you I would say this?
I'd say yes to your question, Lauren. I mean, that's, I think in terms of how I'm thinking of approaching this, I'm thinking that the team needs new report language to consider, and then also some context for that. And here's why, you know, we came to that, this change, mm-hmm. be responsive to these types of comments. We agreed with these comments, didn't agree with these comments. You know, this achieves X objective, just something like that. But I think, I agree with you. I think in terms of expediency, that I think the group should come back with proposed report language change and some context so the full team can discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, I mean, essentially the other option would have been, right, that I give you our kind of subgroup table because we copied it out so that whoever doesn't have to deal with our mess, and we discuss the actions. But I'm not sure if there's much use to that. So then, okay, then I'll just set another call and we'll distribute the tasks and we'll just rewrite it and then we can do a side-by-side.
Great. Yeah, I think that'll work. And, you know, if you start the presentation to the group of, this is a summary of the thrust to the changes, then we can wordsmith it or whatever as needed. But, you know, so, I think if you were to say, we got rid of this one and we merged that one, that would give you a highlight of what you're about to see, right?
Yeah, okay. So then I'm not prepping any presentation for this week's call.
All right. So what I'm hearing is no one expects to be ready for this week.
No.
Right.
No way.
And we could really use that call time to advance the subgroups work.
I was just thinking the same, that I'll spend the time doing my group of one. Right.
Right.
Okay. Because the coordination thing didn't work, and I just, you know, don't know what else to try. Yeah, I thought that was kind of a last resort, you know. But anyway, okay. What I'm hearing is we should cancel this week and just say the time will be used for subgroups.
Yeah.
Yep. Subteams.
Yep. No, it is. I mean, it is just too much work. Like, we had two calls in 4 days, and just discussing everything just takes a while and abuse. I think there's much more left that will take even longer because we have so many comments.
Yep. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me in the least, actually.
Yeah.
No, so good.
Heather, I think you're just waiting. Is that right?
I am just waiting.
Okay.
Based on the schedule that our friend Murphy provides, I anticipate everyone actually finishing up and starting to get me a whole lot of stuff at the beginning of June, because that's when I have another client with a deadline and we'll have to be doing a lot of things. So that's my prediction.
I see. What it will be hardest for you to deal with an onslaught is when you'll get it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's hope we can do it before then.
Maybe some stuff will come in before that.
Perhaps.
Other stuff probably won't. So my other question is the following. We in the risk group had a long discussion again about the SSR1 follow-ups and how they're kind of duplicating. So now we've already talked about the new structure. So that is one where I'm wondering how we will approach the rewrite that touches on those. Do we just, if we think we should remove one of the follow-ups or collapse it into it, should we just do it?
Yeah.
And then the team decides?
Yes. Good. Yes.
Just wanted to check.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if like, sure, we just have to do those merges and then point the table to that merged one.
Yeah. So I'm saying this because I have the feeling we just have to really put it out as, okay, this is a follow-up to SSR1, and we just note it and put in the structure. Like Carrie-Anne in particular was very adamant, and I think correctly so, about we have to tell a proper narrative, and right now it's disjointed, which is true.
Okay, I think we know the answer is we don't need an agenda for Wednesday. We're going to do sub-team meetings, and we talk again a week from today.
Yep. I think I have one other just minor issue. I posted some questions. So we have the challenge, particularly in the enforcement area, of being asked to take into account more recent ICANN activities, but we are at the same time not really being kept apprised of recent ICANN activities. So it's a needle that's, I think, challenging to thread. I posted some questions on the SSR2 email list, primarily for staff, although I think a couple are relevant for board. Would be good to get a sense of, and ask that the answers be expedited. Want to get a sense of whether, just confirm staff has processed that and whether they have an ETA on when we might be getting answers.
Denise, this is Jennifer. I can speak to that. So yes, we've seen your questions. Typically the questions would come from the review team as a whole. So I think it would be useful to see some more discussion on list if these questions are supported by other review team members, if this is an ask from the entire review team and not just an individual. So I would have suggested that we discuss on the upcoming call, but given that that's not going to be for more than a week now, perhaps there can be some discussion on list from other review team members as to the support that these questions have received, and then we can process them as official requests like we do with all the other requests from the review team as a whole.
So I'm not really comfortable with staff applying a standard to questions. We don't have a process by which there needs to be X amount of discussion on the list before a question is taken seriously and recorded and responded to. I think really that's a call, if it's a call of the leadership group. So Russ and Lauren and Eric, why don't the four of us confer? Because I have another question. I've just learned that ICANN has made a modification to the application to become a registrar to incorporate some enforcement questions. You know, all good things, but we should be aware of that. If for no other reason than to save the review team time in recommending something that ICANN's already doing and to enable us to acknowledge something that ICANN is doing. So I'll follow up with Russ and Lauren and Eric. Let's discuss this. Sounds like there might be a disconnect between staff and us on questions.
Okay.
Yep, definitely. Let's just push this into email and considering we won't have any conversations, I think this is a good way to go.
Sounds good. Okay.
Are there any other business topics?
I'm good.
All right. Sounds like Eric is drowning in the all virtual semester. I hope we hear from him soon.
He was on our subgroup. He has been active in the subgroup discussion.
I'm glad to hear that.
Back for so. So he has emerged for that, which is great.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Get a week then. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Yep. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.